ProFlowRadio.com.
You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show Show, internationally syndicated, act like you know, with your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show, www.maxi.com. Pro Flow for Show Show, wireless phone interview feature presentation. Pro Flow for Show Show, Pro Flow for Show Show, Pro Flow for Show Show.
Check this out.
Yeah. You know?
Hit it with Fofo Flow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah.
Please enjoy this caller tune while waiting for the person you are calling to answer.
I got soul.
Hello.
Super bad. What's up, Kim?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Cool. So how are you tonight?
Cool. I am just great.
Yeah, so I'm sitting here talking to my cousin, my blood cousin. I'm talking about not very far distant cousin blood, but Kim Baxter Lee.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Kim is an official representative of the JAMP Music Program and CHT Academy. Can you give me like a brief description of what, you know, CHT and JAMP is about, if you don't mind?
Okay, Siege Trail Academy is a private independent Christian school founded 32 years ago by my mother, Rebecca Terrell.
Yeah. Auntie.
Baxter did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Soon after she retired, she still comes in daily with her orders. And And then last year, we Deanna Brown and I formed a school. Deanna said she wanted to start something in memory of her father who believed in music education heavily. So from there, we bridged CH Trail Academy and James Brown Academy of Music Pupils, which we call JAMP. And JAMP is a fine arts portion of CH Trail Academy. And from there, it has evolved.
Now, CHT stands for Charles H. Terrell, right?
Charles Henry Terrell Academy.
All right. Now, that is my grandfather, just so they know. Now, you guys are both located out of Augusta, Georgia?
Augusta, Georgia, right.
Now, is that where James, Mr. Brown was, is that where he's from?
James Brown, he was born in South Carolina, yeah, but raised in Augusta, Georgia.
Okay. Now, of course, you know, it really don't get no bigger than James Brown, so this is definitely official. So, like, you know, how do students become a part of JAMP or CHT?
A CH Trail Academy, parents will come in. It's open enrollment. Students have to maintain their grades, and we're year-round school for both. Therefore, they come in the first week of August, and our school year ends mid-June. JAMP, however, in order to be a member of JAMP, you have to audition. From there, we'll put you into the division of either being a JAMP master or
yes.
A JAMP master or a JAMPer. JAMPers are those who are not skilled with instruments, and they come in and we'll try them on various instruments to see which one they are best fitted for, and then from there they'll have instruction by one of the junior maestros in training. Then the JAMP masters are already skilled with an instrument, and from there they are our performance group.
This is a definite thorough music education machine. That's what it sounds like.
Just like Mr. Brown.
Dance machine, every machine. Now, how long has, I'm sorry, you may have answered this already, but how long has JAMP and CHT been working together?
It'll be a year in June.
All right, and you guys got some things coming up. There was an event, I believe, in May you guys have coming up.
Right, May 5th is the Get on the Good Foot Spirit Week. May 1st through 5th is the Spirit Week, and we celebrate different versions. The kids at Terrell and JAMP, every day is a different spirit day. Like on Monday, it could be living in America, and kids will study different electoral positions, and they'll wear red, blue, and white. Then you'll have one day it's going to be called Get on the Good Foot, Funky fresh, and the kids will. It's a dance contest, and they wear their best shoes. So it's various things like that. Then that Saturday is to get on a good foot walk. And it's a kids fest. And so we have it downtown Augusta and right across from the statue of Mr. Brown. And we have a walk first for health, and we walk around all the historic sites of Mr. Brown downtown. And then we start like a little kids festival.
Awesome. This sounds beautiful, honestly. So, what do you want audience to know specifically, just from, I guess, your personal perspective? Because, you've got a different outlook on the whole situation. You've been contributing to the whole Champ movement as well as the Terrell movement. And what do you personally want them to know about the programs that you guys are doing? What do you want them to know specifically?
Well, music education is not pressed through schools anymore or fine arts. Every child should be able to experience the arts, be it music, theater, you name it, And so therefore,
yes.
With our program, Mr. Brown was an advocate of music education. He had a song, education period, because of
yes.
his level of education. He was just like Grandpa. He dropped out in seventh grade. So
yeah.
education was very important to him. So we
yes.
want to maintain that. Through every child, education is important, and make sure they know exactly what arts they're going to fine-tune themselves in.
Awesome. Like, what's a day like for a student at CHAMP, the music program?
Okay, students enter school. They enter into the door of City Trail Academy at 8:15 in the morning, and they're
yeah.
there throughout. They leave from on Monday. They go to school 6 days a week. They're there on Saturday.
6 days a week?
6 days a week.
Wow.
And so on Monday and Wednesday and Friday, they get out at 4:30. And the opposite days, they don't go home till 8. On Saturday,
wow.
they get out at 2. So it's a long day. We're very, very intense.
Dedicated students, that's for sure. Wow, that's kind of crazy because, majority classes are ending 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, maybe at the latest 4
yeah.
o'clock, Wow, 8 o'clock, huh? Education all day.
Yeah, because you remember, our technique is more of a European and Asian. Singapore is number one in the world.
Asian, yeah, Asian for sure.
And, time they go home, it's time to go to bed because they have been able to do all their things during the day, go home and rest. We don't believe in going home and doing homework. Go home and rest, and then be back in the morning to finish up.
That works. I like that idea. That's crazy. That's great. That's great. That's amazing. So just, I guess, personally, how's JAMP and CHT affected you?
It has enlightened me a lot. I was always an English political science because my father
yes.
was a judge, my mother was an educator. So
yeah.
I was totally not into the arts, And so at this point now, especially since my daughter, she is into the trumpet, and my niece Nima, your cousin, she is she's the youngest in the Augusta Opera. So
really?
They are so diverse. I have no choice but to learn the arts, which is great because, even at my age of going on 50, I am still learning.
Oh, please. I don't want to hear that, man. I still feel like a baby. Don't say that to me, man. Don't tell me that.
But yeah, they're still teaching me. You see what I'm saying? I picked up the violin, but I didn't keep, I didn't keep at it. I did not learn any notes or whatnot. And here goes my 6-year-old telling me, mom, that's treble clef, da da da. That's embarrassing, But
it's amazing, though. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know one lick of note reading. I can't read a note. I don't know A from B or C. None of that stuff.
I know I don't.
But that's crazy. So your daughter, you said she was the youngest in the opera down there?
She is the youngest on the performance stage for JAMP. She's 6. She does
okay.
the trumpet.
Wow. So congratulations. Yeah. Congratulations.
Right.
Oh, man. So what's the website for the school?
CHTrail.com, right.
Yeah, I think so.
And under there, you can always go to the JAMP link, and it'll tell you everything. Of course,
okay.
if you go to the James Brown website, which is, world acclaimed, That's James Brown Family Foundation, FDN.org.
You know, you told me about, you said something about New Edition, you told me. Is that still in effect?
Yeah, the kids are supposed to go and meet with, they're coming to town, I believe, May 1st or 2nd. And that
really?
Is down. They'll be studying stage performance through the guys. They'll come through.
So which ones? Like all of them or just like a few of them?
I don't know if Bobby's going to be with them or not. I don't know if he's going to be there now.
I was thinking about like Ralph Tresvant and you know, Johnny Gill, you know, just the
they're there and they have excellent stage presence, and that's they're traditional, and that's what we want the kids to see with a true artist.
That's fundamental
about.
Right there. Yeah, that they can, you can't really get more basic description of what it is to be an entertainer from, you know, that's a group that you can't really replace that kind of advice from, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Man, but anyhow, Kim, I appreciate your time.
That's fine. I'm gonna tell you, but I was playing. You know, I'm so behind on all my emails and whatnot. So when I finally I have the student bring my laptop down to the hallway, and I started playing your song. And every kid that would come out in the hallway, they were walking. They just started, you know, rocking to the beat.
Okay,
and I was
good.
Like, oh, this is nice. So,
you did a
great job on that.
Well, it's funny because I made the beat probably about 7 years ago. You know, I just been waiting for the opportunity. And my dad, you know, he's always been a James Brown fan, you know. Like I listened to James because of my father. This is easy to do because I had listened to James like when I was growing up, like for a long period of time. So, and he had like a greatest hits album, so I got to hear like almost everything he did, you know. So, you know, this was just really, really, really easy to do. And it doesn't even register to me yet that it's done. You know, it's just another project technically. But, you know, my father really, 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 really wanted to get this done. He really had a vision for it.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm glad he worked with you. Yeah, we do it here. Like, the kids are going to be going. Our biggest thing now is our kids, our JAMP kids. You know, I guess other kids would like to go join the organization, which they are more than welcome to. But, like, they're going to go open up for the Georgia Hall of Fame. Mr. Brown's being inducted on May 18th. So we got to get them together to go to Macon. And then they're going to turn around in June and go, they're doing the Puerto Rican parade in New York, you know? So, I mean, a lot of kids are starting to hate on them because they, I guess they want to be part of it.
They got the plug.
And they'll tell them, there's no reason that you can't, you know?
It's educational, but you got to do certain things, you know? You can't just expect.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you were the counselor for Upward Bound here in Akron, a lot of people were surprised that I knew you because, you know, you were like the toughest Upward Bound counselor in history, you know. For real. So like they like Miss Kim is mean as all the world. Like, it's my cousin, she's the nicest person in the world, you know. I couldn't believe you were there working. I was just happy. So we had no clue you were gonna be there. So it was like, and you just made my year special, you know. So it was
memorable. That was like the best group. I loved it. I'll tell you, I love Step. I thought it was just great.
And it was Step. I'm forgetting that was Step. I'm sorry.
You know, see, yeah, I did the middle school kids. I didn't do high school because I think Danielle was in Upper Bound then when you guys were in Step.
Right, that was my seventh grade year. I forgot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it was a great program.
Oh, man. So when did you leave from Akron? When did you just decide, why did you decide to just go ahead and go to Akron? I mean, like, leave Akron altogether?
Oh, with time. You know, my parents divorced when I was four.
Right,
and so that's when Mom came up here with Uncle Rob. And then from there, I was in school, you know, and so I was back and forth. From the time I graduated at 16, so to University of Akron. And then from there, it was just too cold because I had been at Georgia Peach for so long. I was like, I can't take this because I would look out my window and see the snow. And I was like, I am not leaving Staten Hall. I'm out.
There's no way.
Stay right in there. Mm-mm. So
I had to get away from this.
The time the semester ended, I came back down and then I went to Tuskegee.
Tuskegee.
So I enrolled in Tuskegee. And ever since then, I've been down south. And then from there, I got a master's and went on to Troy. Troy State University in Alabama. So, you know, that was just it. I just stayed in the South from that point on. And then, you know, of course, when I go visit you know, grandpa or my dad or whatnot. That's when I would come to Ohio.
Right.
Music education. Well, education is so important, but especially music education. These kids need to know instead of sitting in front of the TV all day or doing anything. They need to be talented, and they look at your talent. I mean, Deanna was just really so impressed with what you're doing, you know. And it was wonderful.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show Show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max, check us out, www.maxheat.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know. Spread the word. It's Pro Flow M4 Radio.
Mad Max, Reverend Pro Flow Radio. School is cool. That's the new motto for real. We're on your team to achieve your dream. Pro Flow is the code, and you can get it in school.com. Knowledge rules on the Pro Flow for Show Show. AEIOU, you can't do without school. Pro Flow Radio.
Mama said you won't be missing school. You better follow those rules. You have a job to do. You better do.